The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That it is, and it is a cold minus six Saturday morning here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. In Toronto, I'm Ryan Bonner, along with Vince Luzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca, your one-stop shop to get the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You get to make the determinations about what the car looks like, the make, the model, the year, the color inside. The choice is yours. Vince puts you in the virtual chair, and then his job, once you determine what you're looking for, his job is to go out and find it for you. We'll talk about the process during the show. And as always, the phone lines are open. We are live. If you have any questions for Vince, give us a call here at 416-870-6400. You can ask him questions about the options before you. Maybe you're not in the best financial situation. He'll explain how he can possibly help you with that. We'll also talk about cashforyourcar.ca, but always a lot to discuss. I'll introduce you, Vince, to those listening and ask how you're doing on this cold day.
Doing wonderful, and I don't think it's cold. We live in Canada.
That's true. Hey, but listen.
Some people are soft. But anyhow, just want to say hi to everybody. Vince Luzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca. We got a lot to talk about today, and especially what I call the State of the Union in Canada regarding new and used car sales. So there's a lot of stuff happening or has been happening in for the last year in regards to COVID, in regards to our Canadian dollar, which has been weak the last 5 years compared to the American dollar and Americans buying our cars and kind of taking our inventory. But let's first talk about what we are and who we are. So WeFindYourCar.ca, just how it sounds, we are a car dealership, a physical location in Milton, Ontario, 8215 Lawson Road. And we have a beautiful inventory of cars. We carry cars, SUVs, commercial trucks, sports cars. We have a little indoor showroom out back where we try to keep sports cars, even though we're pretty much sold out of them right now. There's just something about relationships. And when people form a relationship with a good real estate agent or a good car guy, they tend to stick with that person or that female or that male. So what has happened over the years is clients have always wanted to still use us after they've bought a car from us once, but we don't always have in our current inventory maybe what they were looking for. So they would ask for help. Is there a way for you to find us the car? And in the old days, there was the Toronto Auto Auction, which is actually right beside our property here in Milton. It's where we used to wholesale cars before we used to retail cars. And we, could take a customer in, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and walk around and kind of look at some cars and maybe find them their next vehicle. Well, that stopped quick because, on auction lots, people ended up being, it'd be a trespass. You'd have to actually have a sales license to go into an auction. So no longer could we bring people in. But then internet and technology took over where not that we could only have to deal with this auction right beside us, but all the many auctions across Canada and even sometimes in the U.S. when our dollar was stronger, by a live camera feed, we can now buy cars online. And so we've created a virtual inventory of vehicles where someone might say, hey, I'm looking for a 2013 Ford F-150. I'm not having an easy time finding one or any good prices. Can you help me? And I'd say yes. And we do a full consultation first. No obligation, give you a price. Straightforward. It'll cost you $26,500 plus HST if I find this car that you want in the color you want, no accidents, fully certified, guaranteed tires and brakes to be 50% or better. And then we, walk them through. And by doing that is finding the truck, taking the pictures, copying and pasting, sending in an email, sending the Carfax, and then putting in writing that we guarantee no scratches, no dents, no scrapes, never smoked in, fully certified, accident-free, original paint, tires and brakes at 50% or better. And in the end, all subject to the customer viewing the vehicle, because essentially they're buying it up front with a $1,000 deposit, and that's essentially all we take, but it's again subject to them seeing and test driving it. And it just ballooned from there, Ryan, over the years. And then we got on 640 11 years ago. And now we're busy, busy, busy all the time.
So you're obviously tapping into a source of vehicles that most people, if not all of those listening out there, don't have access to. It's kind of a closed off thing, whereas people have access to some of these online, you know, maybe curbsiders are throwing cars up, or if they're going to a new car dealer and they have a used car that they would like to sell. Beyond that, they don't have access to this option that you have at your fingertips.
Correct. So even in the old days when we could walk people onto the location, you know, these, they're still local auctions, but you can't even step in the parking lot anymore if you're not somebody that carries an actual sales license. So yes, you know, we have access to all these vehicles, same vehicles that we can buy for our dealership, and we take the same time and energy to find that perfect used vehicle. We don't buy from other dealers that have retail pieces because the price would just be too high. I mean, I have had clients say, hey, I know where there is a car exactly the way I want it. Can you get it for me? Because I trust you to do all the checks. I trust you to certify it properly, and I trust you to give me the best finance rates or extended warranty or trade-in prices. But unfortunately, that's not a route that we can take because that dealer that's already has the car there, they've already put all their expenses into the car and they need to make money now. When we buy it from the auction direct, which is where all used cars, you know, essentially come from, they're trade-ins to dealerships where dealers didn't want to keep the car and invest any money into it. So now we can buy it at the pure wholesale price. We bring it in, we do the proper certification, we detail the car, we get it ready, and we even deliver it to you for free. We don't even charge for delivery, you know, within a reasonable range here in Ontario. We do sell cars outside of the province and can ship cars all across Canada for our listeners that, you know, are listening outside of Ontario, and we do sell out of the province all the time. But getting back to the dealer auctions, these are closed auctions. They're protected auctions. What I mean by that is the auction is the facilitator of the sale and the buy. They do all the pre-inspection mechanical checks. They do the post-sale mechanical checks. They check for accidents. They check for repainted panels. They check for the number of stone chips on a hood, if there's scratches, if it smells like, you know, smoke inside, or if there was animals in the car. Because we're not physically going to see a car that's in BC, but this pre-inspection report, which we pass on to our clients, is fully done. And if we bring the car here all the way from BC and there's so much as a huge scratch on the car or something wrong mechanically, or we find evidence of an accident, we get to send the car back and get all our money back, which means in turn we're not going to pass on a bad car to our customers and they get their deposit back. And then we move on to see if we can find a second vehicle, or we stop at that point. But, you know, it can take us a week or it can take us months. And we're going to get into that in the next segment, why it can take months to find a car.
It's almost like an episode of CSI with the forensics teams going over these vehicles, isn't it?
It is. And, you know,
scanning it, yeah.
A while, they got to go back. But I mean, hey, it's better than getting a bad car or having a car that's going to be a lemon. You know what I mean? So, And that's why people want to use our service. It's all about the trust and the relationship. We've been here for 30 years at Parkway Auto Trade. Carmen Malazzi started it. His son-in-law, Nick Moretti, myself joined the team many, many years ago. And that's who you're dealing with. Is us. We don't bring in inexperienced salespeople that you're going to talk to first. No, you talk directly to myself or Nick if I'm busy, and you know that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with experienced people. Because sometimes, let's face it, larger corporations, you know, one man show can't do it all, or one woman show, so they have to pass you on to maybe a less experienced person to start with. But here, we work as many hours as we have to, and we deal with the clients direct.
And if anybody wanted to talk to Nick, even right now, they can give him a call at 905-875-4925 or find out more information at wefindyourcar.ca. And in terms of the process, for somebody who's looking to get a used vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, they think, okay, I'm going to go online and use one of those auto trading car websites and deal directly with the individual selling the car, and it'll be easy and it'll be quick and I can handle the process from start to finish. How does that differ from how you handle the process on your end?
Well, to start with, we have a great website, wefindyourcar.ca, or we have a great phone number, and you can talk to myself or Nick direct at 905-875-4925. We just simply want to do a nice, easy consultation with you. It's fast. It does not take long. If you prefer to do it by email or text, we can do that as well. Not everybody likes to talk on the phone, but we do get a lot of information done quick and fast over the phone if you're okay with talking over the phone. We're here to, you know, satisfy whatever needs people have, but the communication and the consultation is the first thing. You're not paying us a penny. You're not signing. You don't have to even tell me your name if you don't want to on the consultation. We just want to give you a price or go over your scenario. Now, it could be a consultation about the fact that you have bad credit, especially during COVID. A lot of things happen, or you went through a divorce. We're here to finance you no matter your credit score. We're here to sell you a car if you're just a cash buyer. We're here to offer you financing at great rates starting at 4.99 if your credit is A1. If you have a trade-in, we accept all and any trade, you know, as far as vehicles go. We don't necessarily take in classic cars or motorcycles. But we're here to do a full facilitation consultation. That's what I call it. And I consider myself like a financial advisor. I'm here to work numbers with you first. All we need you to do is have an idea of what you want. You know, sometimes people call and just say, I want a safe car. I mean, I can't choose, you know,
a lot of them are safe.
Cars that are safe, but, you know, maybe you can say, I want to pay $400 a month, or I'm looking to spend $20,000, or I know I want an SUV with 7 passengers. Do you have some advice? Something to kind of help us start. Mm. And then from there, we do the consultation, we give you a price, and you go think about it. And if you do decide to say, hey, Vince, I like everything you told me, can you find me one of these now? I really want black. And, you know, and I can tell when people get excited when it gets to the point of, it's like buying from a candy store, right? Again, no deposit at that point, no signatures at that point. I'm going to go and search every day through all my dealer auctions until I find that car for you for free. And if I don't find a car, so be it. If I find a car and we do business, that's great as well. But, you know, it just all starts with a conversation. And that's what I always advise everybody to have with me. Have that conversation and see if you feel all good, warm and fuzzy about the service.
And I think one of the most important things we can point out, too, is that compared to somebody taking this all on themselves and dealing directly with the person selling the car, you're shifting that stress off their plates, and you're taking on that burden, and you're doing the entire process from start to finish. And they just have to sit back and wait for you to come back to them with everything they need. So we'll talk more about that process. We'll also talk about what's going on in the pre-owned car industry. Again, one of your best sources of vehicles, because these things aren't growing on trees. We'll do that all here. If you have any questions, give Vince a call right now. We're here live, 416-870-6400. We'll be back at it. WeFindYourCar.ca, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And give us a call here. It is 1021. We are live on WeFindYourCar.ca. Ryan Bonner with you. More importantly, Vince Yaluzzi with WeFindYourCar.ca. If you have any questions about the pre-owned vehicular process, getting a pre-owned vehicle into your hands, you get to choose what it is. Maybe Vince has it on his lot. If he doesn't, he will find it from across Ontario, potentially even across Canada. That's his job. It doesn't cost anything to start the process, to connect with him and find out what he can do for you. But that's his job. It's pretty simple, and we are taking your calls. If you have questions about maybe how much a certain vehicle will cost, and you're thinking about picking one up now or next week or a couple of months from now, give Vince a call, and he can tell you how much you're looking at and if he can help you if you're in a tough financial spot. 416-870-6400. But outside of the show, as always, you can give Vince or Nick a call at 905-875-4925. Looking, you know, at the pre-owned world, the world of cars, we all know these things aren't plucked out of a tree or off a bush or anything like that, but they do have to come from somewhere. And Vince, in terms of, you know, the state of the industry right now, what's the best source for these vehicles? Is it easy to find them?
Well, it's become very difficult for anyone looking to buy a brand new car or a used car. And, COVID has played a big factor to that when, you know, parts companies, the manufacturers, they all shut down, right, for a while. It takes a long time to catch up, especially when people are still buying cars. We're busy. We were only slow for 1 month all of last year when they shut us down to online sales only. And everybody here might be saying, well, that's what you're talking about is online sales. Yes, but we also have a physical dealership. People that don't know about We Find Your Car, for example, that come here. Well, for 1 month last year, they weren't allowed in the building. We were shut down. It was, you know, they'd have to buy a car through our We Find Your Car program only. So we rely on We Find Your Car, but, you know, half of our sales are out of our lot. So other than that 1 month, though, we've been swamped as far as, you know, car sales go. And I think a lot of other dealers have been busy as well. But here's the problem. when the new cars get shut down, that means there's nobody trading in their current cars. They're still driving them. Because if you go to a Nissan dealership and they say, we don't have anything to sell you, specifically what you're looking for, well, then you can't trade in your car. That means somebody like me then can't buy that car from one of the dealer auctions after the Nissan dealer takes in, say, a Toyota Tacoma on trade-in. They don't want to keep it. Then they don't have that car to sell to me either. So it was a ripple effect, and now we're seeing it where there's so few cars, but demand is high. Well, what does that do? That pushes prices up a little bit, and also just very difficult to find the vehicles. And if we don't find a good deal, we're not going to buy it for our lot or try to sell it to our clients. Now, saying that, it's not impossible to find cars. We do have access to used cars, but there's even a better option because there's even new cars, believe it or not, Ryan. We always talked about used cars getting shipped to the U.S. The Americans are buying our vehicles. They're now buying our brand new cars. They're finding ways around it. And, you know, we even know a company selling brand new Ford F-150s down south. We were shocked when we heard about it. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So if you're a consumer, you're trying to buy a brand new truck, they're not even in existence. Then you go look at a used one and you barely can find one. It's not good for our inventories and our economy. I mean, people are looking still to spend money and buy a vehicle and trade in their car, but when they can't find anything, that makes it difficult. Well, a little solution that we do have and that we think is a great option, and we've talked about it many times, are the previous daily rentals we have access to. Now, previous daily rentals are going to be vehicles in today's day and age 2019 to 2020 right now, and the odd 2021. So we have access to amazing used cars, accident-free, scratch-free, never smoked in, just as nice as any other car we can get you. And if you are thinking of a brand new car and can't find it, you should be calling us because odds are we have a chance at getting a slightly used one. Now, not every single make and model is available through our daily rentals, you know, or, you know, the what do we call the lease executive cars. But we do have access to a lot. So most makes and models we have access to. So free consultation, wefindyourcar.ca. It never hurts to ask Vince, hey, Vince, can you get me a Mercedes-Benz CLA? Like, I was just looking for a slightly used one. Yeah, we can actually. And they're a much better deal than you anyways. Buying a previous daily rental is a vehicle that's already been used to make profit off of, and so we get them for a great price. So we can guarantee the quality of the car, just like any used car we sell. We can guarantee its original paint, never been in an accident, and we can guarantee a great price. So you should always, always check all your options before you buy a new car or a used car, and here's a great option for you, wefindyourcar.ca. Now, if you're looking just to sell us your car, we also have cashforyourcar.ca. That's also our company, and we will just buy your vehicle even if you don't buy another car from us because, as we're talking, inventories are down. We're paying top dollars for your car.
And we'll do maybe a little later in the show, we'll do some on-air. I think we like to call it the vehicular roadshow instead of the antiques roadshow.
Yeah,
we can do some on-air appraisals.
You know, it's already 10:30, I think, so anytime somebody wants to get an idea what their car's worth, you can call at any time. Ryan, tell you the number because I always forget it.
You think I'm any better? I've got it written down here. That's how my memory is. 416-870-6400 is the number. And, yeah, you can give us a shout here if you have any questions. If you're thinking, okay, Vince, I know what I want. Maybe you found it online or there's a dealership, new car dealership, who says they have it. And you want to find out what might that price be through Vince, or can you find something better? Give us a shout here right now. We are live this Saturday morning at 416-870-6400. And again, if you want to talk privately, you can always call Vince off air, 905-875-4925. And it really is a simple, quick call. But going back to the rental cars, Vince, it's funny, though, the stigma that I think still exists, maybe will always exist around rental cars. Is it because somebody else's butt was in the seat for a couple of hours and people go, I don't know if I want to drive that one?
Well, here's what kills me, Ryan. If you buy a car and you own it, I've seen people just destroy their cars, like one person driving a car. The worst cars I have seen are sometimes of individual people that own a car for 4 years. Now, when you rent someone else's vehicle, do you think they just give you the keys and say, go joyriding, go scratch my car, go smoke in it, you know, go blow the motor, go get in an accident with it? No.
They hit those potholes,
You actually are more careful with that car when it's someone else's vehicle because you've signed a form And a lot of people waive insurance because they use their own insurance. And I'm terrified when I drive someone else's car or a rental car, right? I mean, that's the way it is. So it's actually different. The cars, it's all about the condition of the car. I don't care where a car comes from. People will have the stigma, Quebec cars are bad, or, you know, U.S. cars are all flooded, or there's so many stigmas out there. But in the end, it's about the history of the car and the condition of the car. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It can come from any province, any state. If the car is in excellent condition, it's in excellent condition. And that's what people have to always think of when they're buying a big purchase. Don't worry about stigmas. Do your own due diligence and don't avoid a great deal, because the previous rentals are phenomenal deals and they're also phenomenal condition cars. We have sold thousands of them and no complaints ever. Plus, if you buy one sight unseen, on your contract, it does state no scratches, no scrapes, no dents, never smoked in. You will get to see the vehicle before you finalize payment or finalize the finance documents. And with rates are historically low, you know, people should definitely be taking advantage of the finance rates and not using their lines of credit right now.
Now, you talk about rates and you talk about, you know, even some, you know, having to put money down in cases, and everybody's in a different sort of financial situation right now, especially during the pandemic. Even outside of COVID-19, people have hit rough times. Maybe they've lost a job or they're going through a divorce. They just don't have the money, but outside of that, they do need a vehicle, a car, truck, van, you know, personal or commercial. But they need to get something and they're not sure what their options are. For those individuals in that tough financial spot, what are the best options for them? I guess what's the best piece of advice you can give them if they're looking for a pre-owned vehicle?
WeFindYourCar.ca is the best option because in the end, we finance so many people with no credit, bad credit, you know, people that think they're not even can get approved. And then, you know, we had a gentleman from the last show that listened, was just shocked that I even got him approved at any interest rate, never mind the one I got him approved at. So the subprime rate started 8.99. It doesn't matter if you have bankruptcy, consumer proposal, collections, lost your job, not working, just give me a call. I'm going to run your application only once, and I'm going to let you know the lowest rate we can get you. Even if the rate sounds high to you, if it's 899 or 1199, the payments only work out to $40 more a month than somebody getting 499 or 599 or even 699. So it's all about the consultation. Don't just assume that it's going to cost you a lot more. Call me first, because there's so many programs in place for us to secure financing. We use 28 different financial institutions, and I will get you the lowest rate. But if you go somewhere else first and the dealership submits your application to 20 different banks trying to do what's best for them to make the most money, it gives me a lot harder time to get you approved for subprime credit if you don't come here first. And I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to take a deposit or force you to buy a bad car. I just want to communicate and tell you what I can get you. And, you know, Ryan, over the years, that's probably been the number one service we've offered here. It's for people in tough credit situations. You know, we obviously, people take advantage of all our services, but the number one service used here is the bad credit service for financing, because people trust us and they know we're going to give them the best deal. And then we get them their great car. We use the rest of our service to find a great car for them, not just sell them something that we're trying to sell them. I get so many calls when people say, hey, I heard you on 640. I want to trade in my car and use your service. I'm at, you know, 28% interest rate and I have this old car and I still owe $10,000. I can't help those situations. Once you lock yourself in somewhere else and they put you in a bad spot, that's not good, because negative equity is not easy to transpose to another loan. But you come here first, we put you into a great car, even if it's a bit of a higher rate. 3-4 years from now, you can get out of that car and you're not going to lose $10,000 or $20,000, because Vince puts you in a good position. And that's the key when you have bad credit, is not putting yourself in a bad loan.
Well, it's hard to know where the right answers are when you're dealing with such a big purchase after you get your house or condo, or you lock into a mortgage. I think your next biggest financial decision in life is a car, getting the vehicle. And people hear things from different quarters and they're made different promises. You know, I personally had been through that process myself with a vehicle and almost walked into a bear trap on that one. But it's about, you know, looking at all of your options and seeing what the best ones are and getting the best advice. And I did give you a call and got that and made sure to avoid the pitfall that I was about to step into. But it can be a very stressful situation. And it is nice to have kind of the rundown of what your options are before you lock into anything and before you have to put any money down.
Exactly. And that's the key. You don't have to put money down. We have so many different financial institutions that they don't care about you putting $5,000 down or $1,000 down. Some people think it's easier to get approved and they try to save a lot of money down because then they think they'll get a loan. That's not how it works. It's based on your, you know, your credit situation and affordability. If you're working, you have a job, no problem. If you're not working right now during COVID, there are some options for you, so make sure you give me a call. Because if you still think you can afford a car payment, but currently you're off work, your business is shut down for a little bit, call me. I'm still getting people loans all the time. If you have real bad credit, call me. I'm going to get you a loan. You know, and then it's going to be dependent on affordability and rate, and then we'll figure out the right car for you. But the beauty here is there's no pressure. You know, we've been on air now 11 years plus on 640, and these are live call-in shows, basically with no delays. So, you know, we're not here lying or making things up. This is the service we offer, and you should trust us.
Vince, I got an email a couple of minutes ago because we were talking about weather off the top.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it's cold, and you're like, Ryan, it's always cold. It's winter. And so I had Doug email and say, yeah, Ryan, Vince is right. It's always cold. In winter, I've been sequestered inside of my bedroom for the better part of the pandemic. So I really have no idea what's going on out there. Like many people, I don't know if it's hot or it's cold. I've lost touch with reality and the way things work in the world. But,
if
to stay connected to, you know, what's important to you, if you need a vehicle and to find out the best way to get that vehicle, give us a shout here. We are live, warm, cold, whatever, 416-870-6400. Vince is here to answer your questions. If you're looking at a vehicle and you're wondering, okay, Vince, here's what I'm about to walk into a lease, Vince. Here's how much it's going to cost me. Maybe, Vince, you can help them out to walk away from that lease if the opportunity you can provide is better. Time to find out. 416-870-6400. And as we said, cashforyourcar.ca. Let's talk about that too when we come back. And if you have a vehicle, you want to get some money for it or trade it in, give us a call. Vince can give you on air an appraisal of what your vehicle might be worth. 416-870-6400. It's cashforyourcar.ca and wefindyourcar.ca. Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That's right, and we are live here this morning, 10:38. Give us a shout. We are in a lockdown, but your phones are not. You can give us a call here, speak to not necessarily me, Ryan, but Vince Uluzzi, and he is with wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca, 416-870-6400. Any questions at all you have about the process? Vince puts you in the virtual chair and you get to choose everything about the pre-owned vehicle that you want, the type of vehicle it is, the year, the interior, all the bells and whistles. And it's Vince's job to find that vehicle for you. Could be on his lot that he has in Milton, could be physically there. But if not, he can tap his sources that you do not have access to, and he'll bring that vehicle to you. And from start to finish, the process is in his hands, not necessarily yours. And you sit back, and he's the one with all the stress on his shoulders to get that done for you. And you can give him a call anytime, 905-875-4925. But taking your calls here, if you have a question about the whole process, the costs involved, doesn't cost you anything to kick it off, to start the whole run with him. But how much a vehicle might cost, you can ask him right here, right now. And if you have a vehicle pre-owned that you've used and you want to get it into his hands in exchange for some cash, in exchange for a trade-in, give us a call right now. He can do an on-air appraisal based on information about your vehicle and tell you how much it might be worth. So give us a shout, 416-870-6400. Hey, since we're talking about vehicles, Vince, many people, I think one of the biggest questions that may come your way is, all right, we have pre-owned vehicles and we have brand new, you know, fresh car smell, new vehicles. What's the, you know, why would I go pre-owned if I could just get brand new? What's the difference here?
Well, both are hard to get right now, new and used vehicles, but it never hurts to have that free consultation. Some people are just, I call it stubborn, just go keep leasing and renting new cars. And, you know, and they're fine with that, and they're fine paying $600-$700 a month or $500 a month and just giving it back and, you know, going back to and they say, oh, I never pay penalties at the end because the dealer gets me another car. But what they don't realize is the new car dealers just keep building in your negative equity into the next one. Yeah, they can do so many things, but when you actually own a car, a slightly used car, anywhere from 1 to 3 years old, you can finance it anywhere from 2 years to 7 years at low rates. At the end, when that car's paid off, you have an asset. Or you can finance it, say, for 6 years, but in 4 years, call Vince and say, I want to trade this in now, because, you know, you have that same feeling where you didn't want to keep the car a long time, but you financed it for 6 years. Well, you only owe 2 years of payments left. You'll actually be in a better position than a lease, because you'll owe less than that lease buyout, meaning you'll have equity. Because at the end of a lease, people rarely have equity. You'd have to have a very rare car that has amazing resale, like maybe a Toyota Tacoma or a Jeep Wrangler, that's going to actually make money at the end of a lease. Most cars, you lose money at the end of a lease, and that's why you just keep releasing. But why be a prisoner? Why be locked into that type of a contract? If you own your vehicle, it's an open loan. It means you don't pay interest when you pay it off, or, you know, so you can flip it in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. You can keep until it's paid off. Keep driving it if it's not breaking on you. You add extended warranties to extend the life of the, you know, because some people say, oh, a brand new car's got warranty. Well, yeah, they only got warranty for 3 to 5 years. That's not a long time considering you're paying $50,000 or $60,000 or $40,000 for the car. Why don't you buy a used car for almost half the price, add an extended warranty for $2,000 or $3,000, and you'll have the same warranty as you would on a new car, but paying almost half the price. And again, building an asset. Cars are a depreciating asset, but there's a way to make money on them. Whether you have good credit, no credit, or bad credit, there's a way to do it smart. And that's what we're here to help you with.
Well, as you said, you're a numbers guy, and that's kind of what you work in with day in and day out. And, you know, a lot of people, myself included, not necessarily experience in that field. So that's where you can help with that process, is taking care of the numbers, figuring out what the best options are, and then throwing them at somebody's direction. And as you pointed out earlier in the show, this day and age, a lot of people don't like to do things over the phone. They prefer to do it in email. You have kind of notes of what's being discussed. It's nice to have that kind of hard copy as well, but it's good to get the information through email, and you can do both options.
We can. The consultation always has to be done by phone. If you want to start with some info, we can do it by email. Consultations are very hard for me to do by email because everybody's different. And once I'm talking and getting information out of somebody, it would take probably 200 emails to get the same information as a 5-minute phone call. But until someone's comfortable to get to the phone call stage, no problem. We can email. But in the end, a quick consultation over the phone. I work 6 days a week. I'm not hard to get a hold of. I'm here, you know, morning to early evenings every day. That quick call will be no pressure, no tactics to try to make you buy a car. Just simply, if we can help you, what the price would be, and if it is smarter to buy a used car over a new car. There's many times where I've advised people, like Ryan here, our co-host.
That's right.
Buy a brand new car if it's cheaper than the current market on a used car. We have no problem telling you that. You'll eventually, because of that, I'm sure you'll check us out again the next time you buy a car, because we were honest with you. This is not about a one-time sale, or we'd only do the radio show for 1 year, not coming on 12 years. You know, so we're here repeatedly. If we can help you, great. If we can do business, great. If we don't do business, but maybe you pass on our name 5 years later to someone else, you know, great. This is what it's all about, people helping people. Yes, you help us keep our business going because you're giving us business, but we're also helping people make smart decisions, whether that is doing business with us or not. We are here to do what's best for you, not what's best for us. And if we get some business out of it, great. If we don't, I'm sure we're still going to get business somewhere else. So, and that's been our model all along. And that's why I think people have no issue calling and talking to us. Now, if you also want to just sell us your car, we haven't gotten too much into cashforyourcar.ca yet. We're looking just to buy cars for cash. I mean, cash meaning a certified check, not actual $100 bills.
Dan, not a suitcase full of cash? Come on.
COVID. But it's like on the spot. So, you know, you simply call us or fill out a form. You can fill out a form to sell your car to us at wefindyourcar.ca or cashforyourcar.ca, and then I'll get back to you. We'll give you a value over the phone before you even have to drive it down. And if we're there in the ballpark, after I ask all the questions and the money sounds right, then obviously bring the car in and we finalize. Now, if you owe money on the car, because you have a loan on it. No problem. We pay off that loan and you get the difference. So any positive equity comes to you. So for someone like Ryan that might not know what that means, if you owe $10,000 on your car and Vin says it's worth $15,000, Ryan, how much does the check for to the customer?
Five.
Oh my, Jody, he got one right. I don't know if I could have made it any easier for him after all these years, but you know, we finally made you get one right. So yes, $5,000 in your hand.
There.
Easy match. Finally, you answered one right, Ryan. We're
thank
so proud
you.
Of you here at 640. Sorry for sidetrack.
I appreciate it. It took many years of schooling and monthly lessons from you. But look, it worked. It worked. And yeah. I don't like the fact you ruined the mystique of cash for your car. I always pictured you sitting there with sunglasses on, shades, and a suitcase full of cash, and you spin it around as soon as you see the car and push it across the table.
We could do that if somebody really wants, but.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, hey, and everybody has a different situation looking for, a different outcome in terms of the vehicle they want. So that's why they need to give you a call. 905-875-4925 is the number. But right now, this is coming up to your last chance today to call Vince directly on the show and talk to him. Not that you can't do it afterwards, but 416-870-6400. If you have any questions about this process, you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, you want to talk some quick numbers right now just to get an idea of how much it might cost you depending on what you're looking for. Give us a shout, or if you're looking for an on-air appraisal of what you're driving or what's in your driveway, give us a call right now. Vince can give you those numbers over the air, and especially if you found something online from an online website, somebody selling themselves independently, and you think it's a better deal than what Vince could get you, find out. Give us a call right now. We'll be back in a moment at 416-870-6400 on wefindyourcar.ca, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we're back at it here. WeFindYourCar.ca, Ryan Bonner. I'm not the important guy in the show. Vince Siluzzi is. He's with us as well. And he'll get you the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You get to make all the choices and the options. You select what you're looking for. Vince finds it for you and takes care of the entire process from start to finish. Doesn't cost you anything to start the process. And of course, cashforyourcar.ca. We can talk a little more about that. And if you want to find out how much your vehicle might be worth, give us a call here at 416-870-6400. But Vince, we have some callers waiting in the wings. Jump to a couple of beautiful. Let's do it. And we say good morning to Craig in Niagara Falls. What do you have, Craig? What are you looking
for? Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you, Craig?
Good, thanks. I'm looking at a 2015 Dodge Ram Longhorn. Now, it's got high kilometers, according to me. It's got 195 on it. The guy wants $29,000 for it. That, to me, like, trucks are holding their value. It's incredible. My question is, how many kilometers can I expect out of a truck like this?
Is it a diesel or a gas?
Gas.
Why would you want to buy that? Is it because of the budget?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Longhorn edition. I mean, I've been flipping back and forth between that and the F-150, but I found this one. I like it.
It's not worth a penny over $25,000, even with trucks holding their value. Like I could never advise someone to pay $5,000 more. I'm not saying I could easily go find that truck. I know trucks like a lot of other stuff. This is what we're talking about on the show today, right? Availability, product. It's hard to find.
Yep.
But I would not rush overpaying by $5,000, my friend. It's just, if it was $1,000 or $2,000 over budget, but you're way overpaying for something because people know that there's not a lot of.
And that seems to be the trend with all these prices on trucks. It's incredible how they hold their value.
Yeah, and it might be that way for a long time still, you know. I mean, nothing. So I'm not telling people not to buy vehicles and not, hey, if you got to pay a bit, you got to pay a bit. But that is an absurdly high price is what I'm trying to tell you, like at least $5,000 overvalued.
What's the average kilometers I can expect out of a standard pick, like 2015-16? Like, to me, 200 is already pushing it.
It is, but with trucks, it's not at all. Like, trucks can go 300,000 to 500,000, no problem. Like, it's going to go a lot more than, say, a Dodge Dart is going to give you, right? So the truck motors are great. I do sell trucks here in my lot with, 100 to 200,000 kilometers as well. I'm just telling you that's a bad deal.
All right, Craig, I popped you back and hold there. And if you wanted to connect with Vince more about the truck and see if there's any other options, Vince, he can always find you. WeFindYourCar.ca and give you a shout to it. 905-875-4925. As you were saying off the top of the show earlier, the truck trade is a really tough beast these days right now.
It is.
With the way things are running.
But don't pay by that much. Anyhow, sorry, go ahead.
There we go. No, not a problem. Let's say hello. Good morning to Carlos in Toronto. What are you looking for, Carlos?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Carlos.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
Carlos.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, I kind of have a couple of questions. I'm interested in the truck, Denali GMC.
What year?
And I'm looking to purchase outright for the 21.
Oh, a brand new truck?
Yeah, it's not a heavy duty. It's just it's just a regular Denali, I guess.
Okay, GMC. What's the question?
Okay, I'm wondering if it's I'm sure it's going to be cheaper to buy a 2020.
You won't find it.
I'm looking at a resale value. Let's say I want to sell it in 4 years.
You won't find a 2020 GMC Sierra Denali. That's the problem. So you're going to have to go new in that case. And, you know, I'm not a proponent of paying that much for a brand new truck. But if that's a truck you want, for you to find a slightly used one just won't happen in today's market. Not for a fully loaded one like that.
Okay. What's my kind of like expectations if I want to sell it, let's say, in 3 years?
In 3 years? Well,
yeah.
It depends on the marketplace. If it was a normal marketplace, you'd lose probably $5,000 to $10,000 a year. But in today's marketplace, they're barely depreciating. So it's impossible for me to tell you 3 years from now what it's going to be worth. I couldn't do that, and I don't want to give you the wrong advice. They do. If the industry is the same, you'll only lose about $15,000 max on it. If the industry goes back to normal, you'll lose about $30,000 on it.
Well, thanks for the call, Carlos, and he can always check back with you at cashforyourcar.ca when that time does come around.
Yes.
In 2-3 years to find out what the value is. So thanks for the call, Carlos. We'll jump now to Steve in Mississauga. Steve, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Doing very well. I'm just kind of curious what the value of my vehicle is. I got a 2015 Kia Forte Sedan EX. I still have owing on it $5,600 and change.
How much kilometers do you have, or how many kilometers?
Engine's been replaced already, and I think I still have, a brand new engine in it. It's still got 20,000 kilometers on warranty. 127,000, I think.
127 on the car?
Yeah, give or take.
Any accidents?
No.
Car's worth about $7,000 on a dealer trade-in, about $9,000 to $10,000 if you were to sell it privately. So you're in an equitable position. With the motor being changed, you know, it's not always a good thing, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, it's great that it's got a new motor already. But if you go to sell it privately, I mean, yeah, you want to be honest, but don't push that as a, it's got a new motor and that's a great thing, okay? But if you're going to trade into a dealer, you want to get about $7,000 for that car.
All right, and Steve, thanks for the call. I'm just going to pop you on hold as we try to squeeze Jim and Aurora. What are you looking for a value on? What's your vehicle?
Hey there.
Hey, Jim.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I got a 2018 Chevy pickup truck, Toronto Maple Leaf Blue, with 19,000 kilometers on it.
So I'm curious. Why are you calling and asking us what you think? That's why you're really trying to get rid of this truck already?
Well, what I'm trying to do is kind of maybe every 3 years trade it in, and then I don't have any maintenance and stuff like that.
Got it. Our show is pretty...
If I can sell it privately...
Yep.
And then I know you go to the dealer and you're going to save a little bit on your GST and stuff like that. What do you think it's worth?
The music's playing right now, Jim. I have a lot more questions for you, so I can call you after the show, or you can fill out a form at cashforyourcar.ca. Sorry we couldn't get to you. But for everyone else listening, wefindyourcar.ca. Make sure you go on our website, fill out a form. It's easy, free. We'll start with an email, free consultations. If you got bad credit, I'm the best bad credit specialist in the country. I'll get you the best rate. We'll get you the car you want, no money down. We don't have to prove income. Call me. It's free.
And Jim, the number 905-875-4925 as well. WeFindYourCar.ca is a great way to go. Vince, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
the news is on its way next on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. Opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.